Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Video replay is supposed to make the game better, not worse. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Do you get the feeling that the video replay nerds up in the booth have lost sight of their mission in life? They are there to correct the obvious blown call, the ones that we all see with our own eyes, to make what is unjust just, not to ruin the game. Thus was born the phrase, indisputable video evidence. Video replay killed Carolina's chances of upsetting Georgia Tech Saturday, although the Tar Heels made some egregious mistakes of their own in terms of penalties that either kept Tech drives alive or killed their own possessions. But without question, the two biggest calls in the game were made on the field and then overturned in the booth without indisputable video evidence. Let's call them Exhibit 1 and Exhibit 2, like in court, because they were both criminal. In the second quarter, Georgia Tech back David Simmons went airborne at the goal line and was hit by Carolina's Trey Boston. The ball came loose and the Tar Heels recovered and advanced it. But one ref signaled touchdown because he thought Sims had possession when the ball crossed the plane of the goal line, one of the worst rules in football. If a player has to complete the play with possession in every other circumstance, how does a fumble crossing the goal line even get reviewed? Well, it was, and the call was reversed. Look at it on the highlights, and you can't tell where the ball was as Sims leaped and lost it. So the call on the field has to stand because there was no proof otherwise. That would have maintained Carolina's two-score lead, which was needed to beat ball-controlling Georgia Tech. After the Jackets went ahead, the Tar Heels' last chance to regain the lead came early in the fourth quarter when Kareem Martin stripped Tech quarterback Vad Lee and recovered the ball. That was the call on the field. Yet the replay booth somehow determined through indisputable video evidence that after Lee lost control of the ball before his knee touched the ground, he somehow gained control of it when his knee hit and before he fumbled again. I watched it 10 times and could not determine that's what happened. So the call on the field is supposed to stand. Come on, guys, let them play football and let the refs call the game. And if and when there is indisputable video evidence that they blew a call, then reverse it. That's what you're there for, not to dissect every play like it's cardiovascular surgery. This is Archansky. See ya.